Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start today's podcast with Manchester United and Simon Moni Jordan actually defending interim boss Ralph Ragnick, despite criticism after the defeat to Wolves. We'll also hear from Darren Ambrose. But first, his former England striker, Darren Bent, claiming the United players are embarrassed to put the shirt on old Benty.
Man United, on the other hand, question marks. They are absolutely shambolic.
I can remember when you played Manchester United, certainly back when they were really successful, you used to stand in the tunnel and every single one of their players used to stand there with their chest out and you'd go, oof, like, they wanted to carry that burden of wearing that Manchester United shirt, like, wear it with pride. It's almost like this Manchester United team, it's like they're scared to wear the shirt. And it's even like when they're getting taken off for substitutions, it's like they can't get off the pitch quick enough. It's like, and even Marcus Rashford at the minute, he just looks like he's got the world on his shoulders. Like he's thinking about everything else other than football. It's at the minute for Manchester United, I'm quite sure what direction they're going in.
It's a complicated 4-4-2. I don't understand it. You look at the formation yesterday, you've got Greenwood and Sancho in that second two.
Yeah.
They have to track the fullbacks. They have to. Because if they don't, they get overrun. Yesterday, I think they played wingbacks, Wolves, as they do. They have to track the wingbacks. So it's a 4-4-2. He's labelling it as a 4-2-2-2, like it's a special formation.
Yeah.
It's not working.
There have been a number of these performances. Man United are now finding new ways to stink out Old Trafford. That's impressive. This is not new. This is nothing new. What we're seeing now, though, is that they're under the spotlight a little bit more. There's been a change of manager. I think the club has, top to bottom, has to be totally restructured. Because since Sir Alex left and David Gill left, that club has been in decline.
Mourinho got a tune out of them for 18 months, and then the wheels come off. And that people often say they do with Mourinho. Louis van Gaal got a slight tune out of them, but he didn't fit the style of play and he didn't fit the ideas that Man United have.
No.
And David Moyes was given no chance. So you look at it and say, do you have to blame the manager? Of course you do. But do you have to say that squad of players will get a lot of managers a sack? Well, yes, they will. Players like some of these players that are in this team, whether it's Bruno Fernandes gesticulating behind the manager's back, whether it's Anthony Martial being lightweight, or whether it's other players in there that simply aren't good enough, like Harry Maguire, in my view, that have got big price tags that come with reputations that they don't deserve.
I don't think any of these group of players that are playing for Manchester United now will ever see Man United win the Premier League while they're playing for this football club.
I just hope some of these players get to hear this, because this bunch of United players continually deflect the blame onto manager after manager, anybody but themselves. They're a disgrace. And for any professional player to openly admit he lacks motivation, that's pathetic. Mm. Absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah.
My wife works 12-hour shifts, 5 days a week in social care. She risks her health in a pandemic to look after elderly. And Luke Shaw lacks motivation. I could just imagine most of us saying to our bosses, I'll try a bit harder next week.
The club itself has been totally mismanaged. And in doing so, some of the dealings they've done, did they need Sancho? They chased him. Did they really need that player off the emergence of Greenwood? They had Rashford in there. They had Dan James. Then they brought in Ronaldo. They've got good players, but the structure of that club, it feels like it's a rotten football club right now.
Now, Chelsea boss Thomas Tuchel says Romelu Lukaku has apologised for his controversial interview and is back in the squad for tonight's Carabao League Cup semi-final with Tottenham live on TalkSport. Our reporter James Savundra asked Double T if it would take Lukaku a while to regain his trust.
With me, not. No, with me, not, because, like I said, For me, it's the most important to understand the situation. Is this frequently happening? Is this overall picture that we have? Is this does this reflect the overall mood and attitude that he shows? This is an absolutely clear no. Was the intention behind it? Was the intention to create trouble? Was the intention to leave the club? Was the intention to, put pressure on the coach? Absolutely no. I cannot see it. He did not want to do this intentionally. Of course he did. Of course he should have known better. Yeah. That's why we have to clean it and clear the air now together. As we answer all these questions with a clear no, we need to be adult enough, mature enough to take it, to accept an apology, and to do everything now together to clear the air.
Lukaku has apologised about saying he was unhappy at the club. Speaking to Chelsea TV, he said he was sorry for the comments and he understands the fan anger towards him.
I think I should have been much clearer in my message, you know, to be honest, because the interview was about saying goodbye to the Inter fans. It was not about, you know, trying to disrespect the fans and the football club, the owner, my teammates and the manager and his technical staff, because did a lot of effort to bring me back here and I wanted to come back here. You know, I was on a mission since I left. So, you know, I totally understand the frustrations of the fans, but now it's on me to, you know, make sure that, you know, I show my commitment at 100%.
On now to Darren Ambrose and Laura Woods on the Thomas Tuchel Romelu Lukaku situation. Or as I like to call it, the Tuchel Lukaku situation. It's the same thing.
I mean, we obviously, on our side of things, we would love them to be more open. But on the other side of things, they have a contract, don't they, with a club. And you can understand why they are asked to keep certain things in-house, because it doesn't just affect their teammates and their manager. It affects the fan base as well and the way that other clubs perceive them.
What he done in terms of the interview, I was all for what Thomas Tuchel done to get him out of the team, to basically drop him for what was the most important game of their season currently.
Why?
Against
why
Liverpool.
Do you think it was important? Because he'd disrupt the squad?
I think so, yeah. I think it was so... Well, look, like you've said with Lukaku, he seems to cut ties with a lot of clubs that he's been with. Even Inter Milan, who he seemed to have a great relationship with the supporters. Towards the end, he kind of cut ties with them again, and it seems like even they're a bit... that they don't want him back.
These things happen. You get over it, you move on, you have your say to each other. He's a £100 million player at the end of the day, and they invested heavily in him. I think you've got to bring him back in, really.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
It's been well staged, well managed. The club have done it on their own channel. Go out there, own what you have done. Admit to what you have done. We live in a society at the moment where it's cancel culture. People do not want you to forget. You made a mistake. People want you sacked. They want you dropped from this. They want you to leave that. They want you to suffer. Of course you can say sorry. I'm happy with that.
On now to the Spurs manager, Antonio Conte, speaking ahead of the trip to Chelsea tonight. A side, of course, he won the league with 5 years ago. This was his response when asked how important it is to win the Carabao Cup this season with Tottenham Hotspurs.
Chelsea is more ready than now to win, and they won last season Champions League. I think that we have a lot of space for improvement to become a team that can have the aspiration to win. For sure, we'll do everything to try to reach the final in this trophy. But I repeat, to use this verb or this word, win, is more simple and to tell than to win.
I'm Alan Brazil, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now, Southampton have been taken over by investment firm Sport Republic. The group is led by Serbian-born cable television tycoon Dragan Solak. TalkSport's football correspondent Alex Cook has warned the South Coast club that money won't make them a superpower.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
I don't think this is going to be a Newcastle type takeover. I don't think they're suddenly going to invest hundreds of million pounds in the transfer market, because they only have a relatively small stadium, so they're going to still have to act within those parameters. But what I think it will do is stabilise them as a club that can challenge to be up in the top half of the Premier League table and maybe knocking on the door for those Europa League places.
Now, the fourth Ashes test is well and truly underway in Sydney, and with the series already lost, former England fast bowler Steve Hammy-Harmison has said that if he was a player, he'd be looking for the first flight out of Australia. I went Australia there, mate. But first, here's David Lloyd on TalkSport 2 in his first interview since leaving Sky, saying it's crucial they stick together despite knowing people will be sacked after the tour.
There'll be mounting criticism and there will be casualties. There's no doubt about that. At the end of this, there will probably be a review. There will be casualties. I doubt whether it'll be the coach, but the coaching staff will be anxious. All the coaching staff will be anxious. So you've got to try to get that collective together. We might not be as good. They might be better, but we're going to give them a hell of a go. Now, I think that's what I talk about with a collective, because when you go to Australia, as we all know, you're not playing 11, you're playing the bloke in the restaurant, you're playing the bloke in the pub, you're playing the bloke at the airport. And so your collective has got to be so tight, unbelievably tight, that you say, OK, we're going to take you all on.
They've been humiliated in 11 days. They're now in a bubble because of COVID hitting. These are not prisoners. They're not animals, like I said, like 12 months ago when they were playing behind closed doors. I've got to think about every time I open my mouth and criticise what's happening on some of this performance, because I don't know and understand what's going on there at the minute, because I haven't played in COVID world. I haven't lived in bubble world. And I think that is something I don't think anybody can get their head around. I wouldn't have took my family anywhere near Sydney. No way in the world. I'd have been in Melbourne and thinking, right, the quickest way out back to Ashton would be Melbourne, Singapore, Singapore, Newcastle. Bang, off you go.
And if you want to hear a review of day one, you can check out TalkSport's cricket podcast following on. Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. alongside old Dazza Ben. After my show, of course, at 7 o'clock, it's Tottenham Hotspur. They're away at the Bridge against Chelsea. It's a Carabao Cup, a massive semi. First leg, it's live on TalkSport. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good one, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.